Robinson, Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender, and Scott Luth of Florida West departed Pensacola on Thursday.
I know that we're going to see a lot of their operations. I've spent a day going to several of their operations and seeing what they do within aviation, but also within other parts of it.
Workforce development is one of those parts. Robinson says trained workers are needed for the four hangars that will make up the Pensacola Maintenance Repair Overhaul, or MRO, facility, codenamed Project Titan. The first hangar adjacent to Pensacola International Airport opened about a year and a half ago.
Working with ST, they're going to be more than happy to take the responsibility on that. They got to get the certifications out. They're ready to get that started. So I think that's one of the things we'll be talking about. We continue to work. I'm sure at some point that those will be discussions we're having.
Bill Hafner, who oversees ST Engineering in Pensacola, said last summer, what the grant and matching dollars also do is make it possible for the firm to operate and help develop the region's economy through a workforce expected to grow to exceed 2,000 members.
We're going to have a lot of opportunities for the folks in Northwest Florida and the city of Pensacola. We're going to have procurement here. We're going to have engineering staff here. We're going to have facilities maintenance and ground support here, planning and so forth, quality assurance, quality control, varied and broad opportunities for the people of Northwest Florida to come work with us here.
And Hafner tells potential employees that there's more to ST than just aircraft refurbishment.
Maintenance is obviously our core business, and that's where most of the jobs will be. That's what we do. But there's also many other opportunities here. Materials work, procurement, planning, finance, human resources, training, facilities, and many other jobs. So if you're not core maintenance, there's still many other opportunities at this facility for folks of different disciplines.
Officials at ST Aerospace have said they want to train workers with both an eye to the future and on attrition, knowing full well that not all of them will stay in the Pensacola area after being trained. Mayor Grover Robinson says that's roughly twice the number of people who eventually will work here.
ST acknowledges for 1,700 jobs, they'll have to train 3,400 people. If you have that many people who are trained with certifications, there will be other people that want to come here. We see a clustering of an MRO group happening, both marine and aviation, in this region.
Another visit to Triumph Gulf Coast, the main purse string for money from the BP oil spill settlement, could be in order, says Robinson. Triumph provided money for Project Titan. The number now being tossed around is another $3.5 million to fund ST-related workforce training after being rejected by the Escambia County School Board.
I understand the school board was concerned about the number of certifications. I can assure you that ST has no concerns. They have to teach those kids. They have to get the education done. So I think they will come forward. The city will be their sponsor. That will be coming forward in the near future.
Another pitch the city of Pensacola plans to make is to be involved in ST's Smart City program. With two-thirds of ST Aerospace's growth over the next 5 years projected to be overseas, it's ratcheting up the Smart City expansion plans in the United States.
If they're going to bring them to North America, we'd love to have them bring them here in Northwest Florida. We think that is a good fit, and that's one of the things we'll be out there discussing. When they think of their operation in the United States, we want them to think about the Northern Gulf Coast. They already have a fairly good footprint here, and that's where we want them to really focus on what they do.
The next phase of the $210 million project is scheduled to begin this summer. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.